ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यम्।
हरे कृष्ण। टुडे मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 2 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड अजामिल डिलीवर्ड बाय द विष्णु दूतस टेक्स्ट नंबर 3।
प्रजानां पितरो ये च शास्त्रासादवो समा यदि स्यातेषु वैषम्यम् कम्यान्ति शरणं प्रजा। प्रजानां पितरो ये च शास्त्रासादवो समा यदि स्यातेषु वैषम्यम् कम्यान्ति शरणं प्रजा।
देहु च
ट्रांसलेशन। अ किंग और गवर्नमेंटल ऑफिशियल शुड बी सो वेल क्वालिफाइड दैट ही एक्ट्स एज अ फादर मेंटेनर एंड प्रोटेक्टर ऑफ द सिटीजन्स बिकॉज ऑफ अफेक्शन एंड लव। He should give the citizens good advice and instructions according to the standard scriptures and should be equal to everyone. Yamaraj does this, for he is the supreme master of justice, and so do those who follow in his footsteps. However, if such persons become polluted and exhibit partiality by punishing an innocent, blameless person, where will the citizens go to take shelter for their maintenance and security? Purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The king, or in modern times the government, should act as the guardian of the citizens by teaching them the proper goal of life. The human form of life is especially meant for realization of oneself and one's relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because this cannot be realized in animal life. The duty of the government, therefore, is to take charge of training all the citizens in such a way that by a gradual process, they will be elevated to the spiritual platform and will realize the self and its relationship with God. This principle was followed by kings like Maharaj Yudhishthir, Maharaj Parikshit, Lord Ramchandra, Maharaj Ambarish, and Prahlad Maharaj. The leaders of the government must be very honest and religious, because otherwise, all the affairs of the state will suffer. Unfortunately, in the name of democracy, rogues and thieves are electing other rogues and thieves to the most important posts in government. Recently, this has been proven in America, where the president had to be condemned and dragged down from his post by the citizens. This is only one case, but there are many others. Because of the importance of the Krishna consciousness movement, people should be Krishna conscious and should not vote for anyone who is not Krishna conscious. Then there will be actual peace and prosperity in the state. When a Vaishnava sees mismanagement in the government, he feels great compassion in his heart, and he tries his best to purify the situation by spreading the Hare Krishna movement.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna. One time, one minister was approached by one senior manager of one very big car manufacturing company, and he said, "My dear Mantri Sahab, I would like to give you a gift of one car." Immediately the minister said, "I don't take any bribe." and it is not correct, you should not give like this. He kept insisting, no, you have been very kind, Mantri Sahib, you should take this. He said, no, no, I will not take. You should not give bribe. Don't you know? It's illegal. Finally, this manager said, okay, if you don't want to take bribe and you want to don't want to take a gift, then you pay for this. You just give a token of 100 rupees and I'll give you one car. So the Mantri said, okay, then you take 200 rupees and give me two cars. So this is the plight of modern politicians and ministers. That's why when we read purports like this, where Srila Prabhupada is blasting corrupt politicians and ministers, we should not be surprised, because Prabhupada was deeply compassionate and concerned about the way the Vedic culture is being eroded by corrupt politicians. One time, Srila Prabhupada and Dr. Patel were on a morning walk in Juhu, and Dr. Patel picked up a conversation and he said, Prabhupada, what do you think of this politician? Prabhupada said, what does he do? Dr. Patel said, he advocates cow slaughter. Prabhupada said, if he's advocating cow slaughter, then he's a fool and a rascal. Then Dr. Patel said, what do you think of this person? Prabhupada said, what does he teach? He said, he says Gita is not good. Bhagavad Gita is not to be read. Then he said, oh, then if he's saying Bhagavad Gita is not to be read, then he's a fool and a rascal. But like that, he named all politicians as foolish rascals. So then they went on walking. After some time, Dr. Patel said, Prabhupada, what about atheistic Kapila, philosopher? Prabhupada said, he gave Sankhya philosophy and he denied the existence of Krishna. And then Prabhupada kept quiet. So Dr. Patel said, oh, he has denied the existence of Krishna and he is not advocating devotional service. Then Prabhupada is a foolish rascal. Prabhupada said, yes, now you are understanding Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada gave a big smile and very happily he said. Actually, when we hear such pastimes of Prabhupada, we should clarify that, you know, calling somebody foolish rascal is actually an aparad. We should not just imitate Prabhupada by calling politicians like that, because Prabhupada would say that because he was deeply compassionate. One time, and this was actually, I got an understanding of this when I read one pastime of Prabhupada in New Vrindavan, June 1976. There is this mock debate. Devotees are posing as scientists, atheists, and they are challenging Prabhupada. Prabhupada is just shouting at them, you rascal. And again he's shouting, fool, rascal. Finally, one of that devotees was arguing as a scientist. He said, but Swamiji, why do you call us rascal? Prabhupada paused and Prabhupada said, I'm calling you rascal because I love you. And because I love you, I cannot see that you are taking a body of a dog. Therefore, I am begging you, my dear friend, please take up to Krishna consciousness. Don't degrade to a dog's life. Understand, you rascal? Like that again, Prabhupada said. So we should not imitate, and we should understand that Srila Prabhupada is deeply concerned when he's writing purports like today's purport, which we are reading. It's very heavy. Of course, when we tell people that ministers should not be corrupt, leaders should be honest, the obvious question people ask is, do you Hare Krishnas have some standard or some principles? Or do you have any examples of leaders in the Vedic culture? Yes. So today we'll briefly try to understand some examples and the principles they have set for every leader to follow. He could be a minister or a politician, and he could also be a temple manager, or he could be a big preacher, or he could be anyone. For every leader, for every devotee, these principles are very important. So if our ministers want to learn from our Vedic culture, we have examples from Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. We find in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Swayambhuva Manu, who is now going to rule over the whole planet, whole universe, he approaches Brahma for instructions. And he asks him, he says, my dear father, you are our protector, you are our well-wisher, you have always taken care of us. Now, will you please guide us, me and my wife, how to serve you, how to follow your instructions? So Brahmaji was very pleased and he said, you have surrendered to me, you are free of envy. So I order you that you please go and beget nice children and rule over the world and protect the citizens. And remember, most important quality of a leader which you should practice is esham natushto bhagavan yagya lingo janardhana tesham shamoi aparthaya yadatma nadrita swayam. If you do not satisfy Krishna, yagya lingo janardhana, who is the object of all sacrifices, esham na tushto bhagavan, if our works are not focused on giving pleasure to Krishna, then tesham shramai apartaya. Apartaya means it's all a waste. It has no value what we do in life. Yadatma nadrita swayam. Because by not satisfying Krishna, yad atma nadrita, you are neglecting your own self. Just like we say, what are the root? Then all the branches and twigs are satisfied. Similarly, if we endeavor to please Krishna, then automatically we will be satisfied and we will be able to serve in the proper consciousness. In that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, very nice point, that Brahmaji is the supreme head of all universal affairs, is the supreme leader, and he knows the secret of how to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Therefore, all those who are in the line of activities of Brahma should also work on this principle only, that the goal should be to give pleasure to Krishna and serve the Lord. Because logically also, everybody wants to satisfy his or her own senses. But we know logically that higher than senses is mind. Higher than mind is intelligence. Higher than intelligence is soul. Higher than soul is super soul. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, higher than super soul is the personality Godhead Krishna. So if you satisfy only the senses, but the mind might not be satisfied, intellect could not be satisfied, probably the soul will never be satisfied. But if you satisfy Krishna, then everything is satisfied. Everybody is satisfied. And as opposed to this, when ministers or leaders satisfy only their own urges of the body and mind, they are most miserable. I remember some years back, we had one minister who was a Brahmin by birth, and he had Lord's name also. But he was so corrupt that when the income tax raided his house, they found crores and crores of rupees, notes, cash, hard cash. And he had no place to hide them. So much, everywhere there were notes. So much so that he had to hide some rupees in the toilet commode also. And it was so bad. And he was in so much stress, and then he was in prison. He had to undergo so much infamy, suffering. So when the center is shifted from Krishna to the self, we are most miserable. For this is the main guiding principle, that we should give pleasure to Krishna. Krishna should be the center of our activities. And a shining example of this from the Bhagavatam is Mahatma Vidur. He always worked on this consciousness that I have to satisfy Krishna. When Krishna would come to Hastinapur, he would not go to Duryodhana's house. He would go to Vidura's house. And Vidura worked selflessly. But what are the result he got? He was banished from the kingdom by Duryodhana. And Srila Prabhupada writes there that Vidura's amazing quality, which every leader should have, is he was so detached. He was not fighting for a stake in the property, or he was not claiming anything. He left the house very happily. Because there in the purport, Prabhupada says, Vidura knew that Maya is working both, Mahamaya is working and Yoga Maya is working. Both are working. He was so advanced that he could see. He could see that Mahamaya is working because Duryodhana is under the influence of Mahamaya, the external energy. That is why he is behaving like this. And he is going to be destroyed. At the same time, he could see Yoga Maya, Krishna's internal energy working, because he could see that now he has got a chance to be detached. He has got a chance to take exclusive shelter of Krishna. For this is a very powerful point, that Vidura knew that now I have an opportunity to do more devotional service. So he was detached. Of course, somebody might argue that Vidura was forced to be detached because he was kicked out of the kingdom. No. The proof is, if he was really attached, then when he met Uddhava, he should have asked him, why I am going through so much suffering? Like generally, this is what we ask when we are disturbed in devotional service, and when we approach senior devotees for guidance or counseling, our question is, why this is happening to me? Why I'm suffering? Why I'm having artha, distress? Vidura, if he was distressed and suffering, when he met Uddhava, he should have asked, how I can come out of this problem? No, but he was so excited to see Uddhava, he's asking him about Krishna. How is Krishna? How are the Yadavas? What is happening in Dwarka? So therefore, he is revealing, not only is detached from these worlds, he is also revealing the second quality he has, that is, he has attraction to Krishna. So therefore, a leader should be detached, at the same time, he should have a lot of attachment to Krishna. Our modern politicians might be sitting on the gaddi, the post for 5 years, and then even then they don't want to leave. And there is nothing like detachment in the dictionary. I remember, I think Rohini Priya Prabhu was once telling about Lal Bahadur Shastri. He was having a salary of 300 rupees, and one friend came and told him that, please give me a loan of 1,000 rupees. He said, see, my salary is 300. I'm very sorry, I can't give you. After 2 days, he came and told Mr. Shastri that, your wife gave me the loan, thank you so much. And he went and chastised his wife. He said, how come you could give him money? She said, see, every month we spend only 200 rupees. 100 rupees I'm saving. So last 10 months, I saved 1,000 rupees, so I gave him. So he was shocked. He said, only 200 rupees is needed? Immediately he wrote a letter to the government that our expenses is only 200 rupees, so please reduce my salary by 100 rupees. Of course, this is very, very rare, probably the last breed of honest politicians who are so detached and who are not having any desire like that. But nowadays, this thing is, people, if somebody practices this, he'll be called a crazy fool. Because nowadays, the definition of corruption has changed completely. You are not called corrupt if you take bribe. You are called corrupt if you take bribe and even then don't do the work. Then you are called corrupt. It's become a way of life nowadays. I remember I grew up in a government colony and we had one very senior bureaucrat. Today Prabhupada is writing in the purport about diplomats and ministers, government servants. He had a connection with the minister because of which, even though he was retired, for 3 years he didn't vacate his house. Everybody was making fun of him and ridiculing him, but shameless, completely shameless. He occupied the house for 3 years. And then when he retired, when he actually left and he came to the office, his servant, Chaprasi in the office, he also didn't salute him. He didn't even look at him. He was so degraded, so humiliated. But people are so shameless and so attached to temporary possessions. So Vidura revealed how he is detached, how he is attached to Krishna. And then, besides being detached and attached to Krishna, he also revealed a lot of compassion for living entities. The proof is, he is banished from his home and still he comes back, not to take any property, but just to save his brother, Dhritarashtra, and he gives him instructions. And when he meets Maitreya Rishi, what does he ask him? Sukhaya karmani karoti loko. My dear Maitreya, I am distressed. I want to know how the living entities can be happy in this world. They are trying to be happy, but not only they are not getting happiness, they are becoming more miserable. Please guide on how we can help the living entities. For this was Maitreya's, Vidura's consciousness, how to help suffering living entities. And this is the quality of a leader. Parikshit Maharaj also revealed this detachment, this attachment to Krishna, and also his intense compassion, like Vidura, when he told all the rishis who assembled on the banks of Ganges, when Parikshit Maharaj was leaving this world, that time he says, Punascha bhuyat bhagavati anante rati prasangascha tadashrayeshu mahatsuyamyam upayami srishtim maitrastu sarvatra namo dvijebhya. He says, my dear sages, I am so sinful, I will not go back to Godhead. So therefore I request you, you please bless me that in whatever life I take next, please give me 3 things. Punascha bhuyat bhagavati anante rati. Let me get attachment to Krishna. And tadashrayeshu. Let me take shelter of devotees. And maitrastu sarvatra. Let me have friendly relationship with all living entities. Let me be compassionate. Let me preach. Maitrastu sarvatra namodijebi. This is Parikshit Maharaj's consciousness also. So devotee always wants to help the suffering living entities. Srila Prabhupada was in Switzerland and devotees are showing him this beautiful scenic place. And everybody wants to go to such places and enjoy the nature, beauty. But Prabhupada was disinterested. Prabhupada said, what is this place called? The devotee said, Prabhupada, this is Saint Moritz Park. Prabhupada said, no, this should be called Saint Hellish Park. Because there is no preaching here. What is the use of coming here? You have brought me all the way here. What is this nature? What is this beauty? We are not preaching. So therefore, a devotee is compassionate. Yesterday, we were hearing Prabhupada's arrival lecture in Atlanta, Georgia. And he begins the lecture by saying, this is the best. I have gone to so many temples. This is the best temple. So everybody is laughing and clapping and saying Hari Bol. And then Prabhupada says, he speaks about how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu are most merciful. And after glorifying the two lords, Prabhupada starts crying in that class. And that lecture is over in 3 minutes, probably 4 or 5 minute class. Prabhupada is thanking all the devotees that they are preaching and helping in the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So devotee is compassionate and he always thinks of how to bring about welfare of suffering living entities. Besides these three qualities, Vidura also revealed the most important quality which a minister, government servant or every devotee should have. And that is, Vidura reveals the quality of humility. Now when he left home, he could have directly gone to Dwarka because Krishna was living in Dwarka. And Krishna already had a very good relationship with Vidura. So Vidura could have gone directly to him and served him. But it is interesting to see that Vidura left home and he goes to all holy places and hears from saintly people. Why didn't he directly go to Krishna? Prabhupada writes, because Vidura was feeling that because of my association with Duryodhan, Karna, Shakuni and Pati, I have become very sinful. And I am so contaminated, I cannot go to Krishna directly. So let me go to holy places, let me hear from devotees, let me get purified. So this is the mood of a devotee. He doesn't think he is qualified and he has a right over any aspect of devotional service. He considers himself as unqualified to get any mercy. But still he aspires for that. That's why one lecture we were hearing, Prabhupada is giving a simple definition of a demon and a devotee. He says, demon and devotee, only 3-word definition. Demon means he is thinking, I am great. And devotee means he is thinking, I am servant. That's all. And therefore, we see even Parikshit Maharaj, he is the emperor of the old planet Earth and he is now resigned everything. He is now going to the banks of Ganges to leave his body. And all the great sages from all over the universe come to take his darshan because he is the greatest devotee, greatest king. And what does he tell them? Abhyarcha Shirasa Vande. He first of all pays full dandavas to all of them. And then he tells them that I am a useless person. And he says that you are coming here because you like my grandfather and they are all great devotees, Pandavas. I am not qualified. Aho vayam danyataman ripanam mahatamanu grahani ashila ragyam kulam brahmana pada shauchad durad srishtad batagarya karma. He says that mahatamanu grahaniya shila, all of you are very merciful to me. And who am I? Ragyam kulam brahmana pada shauchad. I am a king who is doing bata garya karma. I am doing most abominable activity. And I should be left far away. In the Vedic culture, Prabhupada writes in that purport, toilets should be very far away from home. And toilets were considered unclean place. Our bathroom, people would wash their feet very far away and then come inside. So he says, pada shauchad. So I should be left like that. I should be left at a far distance because I am so contaminated and so polluted. But still, all of you are coming to me. This is your great mercy upon me. So this is the mood of a devotee who is a leader also. And the best example we have who was also a minister and who taught us these principles of detachment, attraction to Krishna, and thirdly, humility and also compassion, is Srila Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. They were also ministers. And in fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught four principles, sense control through Ramananda Rai, simplicity through Damodar Pandit, tolerance through Haridas Thakur, and humility, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught the whole world through Sanatan Goswami. So it's very interesting to see that when Lord Chaitanya came to Ramkeli, he actually took a detour. He was supposed to go to Vrindavan. And both the brothers, Sakar Malik and Dabir Khas, they were finance minister and prime ministers of the state. They were most confidential associates of the king. The king would reveal everything to them. And when they met Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the prayers they offered reveal a devotee's mood of humility. And these are the most celebrated prayers in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, which reveal not only the humility of these two brothers, but also the qualities that a devotee aspires to develop in his devotional service. So like Vidura felt unqualified to go to Krishna, Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami also felt unqualified, and they approached Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu. And both of them took, and they had put a blade of grass in their mouth and utter humility, and they fell at Mahaprabhu's feet. Kaviraj Goswami explains all the prayers very wonderfully. Denya rodana kore ananda vivala Prabhu kahe uta uta hoila mangala. Denya rodana kare. They were intensely crying, falling at the feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the same time, they were ecstatic and grateful that they have got mercy and darshan of Lord Chaitanya. And Mahaprabhu said, get up, please, let there be auspiciousness, get up. Again, it is interesting to see that generally children cry because they don't cry if they are able to control something or some people. When they lose control of things, they cry. Or children generally cry when they are hopeless or frustrated. And elderly people generally do not cry because they have control over situations. At least they think they have. But here we see Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik, they had all the properties, they had complete control over the state. They had no reason to be dependent on anyone. But they were feeling utter hopelessness and frustration. And they were feeling our only shelter is Lord Chaitanya. That's why they could incessantly cry like that. Even when Vidura, Uddhava tells Vidura, that my dear Vidura, when Krishna left this world, he was remembering you. And Vidura feels extremely grateful. He says, of all people, Krishna remembered me also. I'm so insignificant. And in immense gratitude, Vidura started crying very loudly. That, oh, the Lord remembered me. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, when Vidura is crying, Prabhupada says, this crying is the last word in the progressive path of devotional service. One who can cry for the Lord in love is certainly successful in the line of devotional service. Of course, it goes without saying that one should not be imitating this crying. We are not sages. And modern bureaucrats and politicians might make others cry. They will never cry themselves in devotion to Lord. Only when people lose possessions, material assets, they have torrents of tears. So Rupa and Sanatan Goswami, they said, all glories to you, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We are Nicha Jati, we are Nicha Sanghi, our association is horrible. We are born in a low family. Matulyo nasti papatma na paradi chakashana pariyare pilajjame kimbruve purushottama. There is no one more sinful than us and no one more offensive than us. Na aparadi chakashana. And what to speak of our activities, what to speak of telling you what activities we are doing, what horrible activities we are doing. Pariyaharepi lajjame. We are even feeling ashamed to come in front of you. What to speak of telling you what we are doing. They are feeling extremely ashamed. And actually we should know they are from very high caste Brahmin family, Saraswat Brahmin family. And when they were working for the Yavana king, their parents were crying, oh, when will our sons be delivered? Modern times, people will be happy if their sons work for Yavanas, and parents will be very happy. And they will tell the whole world. So Dayaram Prabhu was here sometime back and he mentioned that when Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami are crying like that and they are saying we are fallen and we are ashamed of ourselves, we should know that they are actually very qualified. That is humility. Because they were not sinful and they were convinced that they are sinful. And he said, Dayaram Prabhu said, and when we also might tell sometimes that I am sinful, I am fallen. But we should know, even if we are convinced that I am fallen, that is not humility. That is at the best honesty. We are being truthful that I am sinful. But when pure devotees, they are crying like that and they are revealing their fallen state, that is humility. Because they are not fallen, but they are expressing that mood. And then Sanatana Goswami says, Patita Pavana Hetu Tomar Avatar Amabai Jagate Patita Nayar. There is no one more sinful in the whole world than we two brothers. And you have come to deliver the sinful people. And the whole world says, Jagai and Madai are sinful. But let us tell you, my dear Lord, that compared to us, Jagai and Madai are nothing. They were not instruments to abominable activities. You didn't have to endeavor a lot to deliver them. Because they were already born in Brahmin families and they were residing in Navadvip Dham and they never served low-class meat-eaters. Their only problem was they were sinful, but all sins can be easily destroyed by simply Namabhav chanting. And in the way of ridiculing you, they chanted your name and you delivered them. So it's not something great. But we too, we are millions of times worse than Jagai and Madai. Jagai madai hoite koti koti guna adama patita papi amidui jana. Koti koti guna. We are millions and million times more sinful. Because we are serving mlechas and yavanas. So because of association with them, we are like them only. We have been bound in the neck through the ropes of sense gratification and we are lying in a pit of stool-like sense objects. So this is another very interesting quality. Rupa and Sanatana are glorifying even the sinful people and they are saying we are worse than them. They are seeing everybody as better than them. We had Abraham Lincoln in America when he was asked by one reporter that what do you think of your opponent, one adversary, another politician? And Abraham Lincoln said, he is a gentleman. And he glorified him for 5 minutes. So the reporter said, but my dear Lincoln, Mr. Lincoln, do you know that this person, he always makes fun of you, he abuses you. So Abraham Lincoln, as a matter of fact, he said, well, you asked me what I think of him. I told you, he has every right to think like that because he could be right. But I am telling you what I think of him. I think he is a perfect gentleman. So this is the quality of a leader who considers everybody to be better than him. And then Rupa and Sanatana tell the Lord that now we are so fallen, we have no hope. There is no one in the three worlds who is sufficiently qualified to deliver us. We are so fallen. And if you deliver us, then you will be known as really Patit Pavan. Otherwise, you will not be known because we are the most sinful. Namrisha paramartham evame shunu vigyapaname kamagrata yadimena daya ishyase tada dayaniyastavanata durlabha. Please hear, my Lord. We want to tell you one thing, one truth, which is definitely true. Please listen to us. And that is, you will not find a better candidate for deliverance than both of us. And if you do not deliver both of us, brothers, dayaniyas tavanata durlabha, then you will find it very difficult to get someone more qualified than us, in the sense more fallen than us, to deliver. Of course, we might also say, I am the most fallen. But Prabhupada could see through that. When one devotee told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I am most fallen. What did Prabhupada say? You are most nothing. One time, Prabhupada was coming on a morning walk. He was coming back to Krishna Balaram temple and Vishal Prabhu was there. And he had a very nice practice of learning shlokas. So when Prabhupada came, he chanted beautiful shlokas of humility. And that shloka of Suta Goswami, Shaunaka Rishi, he chants where he says, oh, by divine providence we have met. And like that, he chanted the verse and he chanted the translation also. So by divine providence, your divine grace, we have met. And Prabhupada just looked at him angrily. And Prabhupada said, by divine providence, this temple is dirty. Why don't you clean it and do something practical? So he said, I was completely exposed. My humility was exposed. So therefore, of course, devotees, that is also humility, that they are aspiring to be humble. His Holiness Devamrita Maharaj was saying, at our level, humility means to aspire for humility. That is also humility. And then both of them tell the Lord, Apane ayogya deki mane pakshobha tatapito mara gune upaji alobha. When we are seeing our ayogya, our disqualification, we are extremely miserable. We are feeling we should not come near you. But what to do? Still, we are attracted to your qualities. We are attracted to you, and that's why we are greedy to get your association. This means a devotee is actually shameless. Even though he is fallen, but he feels, what other shelter I have other than Krishna? Vamana eche chandarite chaye kare taiche yei vancha mura uthaye antare. Just like a dwarf tries to catch the moon. That is the most ridiculous thing. Similarly, Vamana eche chand. We are like Vamana, dwarf. And we are trying to catch your mercy, which is very foolish. It is impossible. But still, what to do? In our hearts and mind, we want to get your mercy. And we are feeling intense desire. By seeing you, one is completely freed from all material desires and is completely peaceful. Therefore, we want to know from you when we can engage in your service and also feel joyful to have such a master like you. So these are the wonderful prayers which Rupa and Sanatan offered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when they met at Ramkili. I remember sometime back one minister also made very humble prayers to the masses. He said, I am a servant of the masses, I am fallen. So what I will do, I will not go in my car to office, because he had a posh car being taken. In fact, I will go in bicycle like all the common men. And everybody was saying, wow, this minister is so humble. But it was a big problem for the government. They had to spend crores of rupees in 1 year just for his bicycle trip to office, because earlier he was going in car, there would be 4 security men in the next bike and they would be protecting him. But now he was going in bicycle, the threat was more, so there would be 50 extra security men. So his humility cost the government so much money. Completely a gimmick. So nowadays politicians do a lot of gimmicks and they say that we are humble, we are servants of the masses. So this kind of hypocrisy is prevalent today. So when Rupa and Sanatan prayed like this, it is interesting to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's reply. He said, oh, Sakar Malik, Dabir Khas, get up. You are my Puratan Das, you are my servants. I have already accepted you as my servant. Aji hoite duhar naam Rupa Sanatan. Denye chado tomar denye phate mo raman. Today I give you new names. You will no longer be called Dabir Khas and Sakar Malik. You will be Sanatan Goswami and Rupa Goswami. And please give up your humility. Denye phate mo raman. Your humility is breaking my heart. And you used to write to me letters, and in your letter, by reading your, by seeing your humility in those letters, I knew that I had to come here. And everybody is asking me, why you are going to Ramkeli? But nobody knows my real desire. My only desire was to, I wanted to come and meet both of you. And birth after birth, you are my servants. Janme janme tumi duhe kinkar amar, achirate Krishna tomai karibe udhar. Life after life, kinkara amar, you are my servants, don't worry. You are always protected because you are my servants. Achirate Krishna tomai karibe udhar. And certainly Krishna will deliver you. So here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put his hand on the head of both Rupa and Sanatan, and then he embraced both of them and told all the devotees that please be merciful to Rupa and Sanatan and give them your mercy. This is also very important, that a devotee's position is, he's a servant of Krishna. Hridayanand Maharaj, one time he wrote a letter to Prabhupada explaining about his preaching activities. And then he said, I have composed a poem, Prabhupada, for your approval. And that poem he wrote about the plight of material world and our devotee is suffering. So he wrote like, devotee is calling, Krishna, I have forgotten your lotus feet. So now I am lost and I am facing defeat. Very nice rhyming poem. Devotee is falling, he is trying to enjoy, he tried, but now he wants to be rectified, like that. Oh Radharani, please take pity, I am trapped in 9-gate city, like that. So Prabhupada read that poem, he was very pleased. And he told Harishwari Prabhu was there, and the secretary was there. And he told secretary, a very nice poem, you type the poem back, write a letter, and wherever you've written devotee, change that, and write servant. So as the letter was being typed, Prabhupada turned to Harishwari Prabhu and said in a very grave voice, we can never think or call ourselves as devotee. Our position is we are only servant of devotee. And then this devotee typed the letter and he brought in front of Prabhupada. Prabhupada would sign the letters that yes. Prabhupada signed it, but in this letter he made an exception. He also put PS, postscript, and he wrote, remember, Hridayananda, that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always consider himself as Kinkaram Pachitam Mam Vishame Bhavam Budho. Kinkaram. And in bold he wrote, Kinkaram means servant. So Prabhupada was very emphatic to his disciples and to all his followers that our position is we are a servant, we are not masters. Of course, to distinguish ourselves from non-devotees and to just explain who we are, we might call ourselves devotees, but a Vaishnava is a very big thing. Therefore, Mahaprabhu says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, that all the devotees, when they saw Sanatana and Rupa getting mercy, they became ecstatic. Dui jane prabhur kripa dekhi bhakta gane hari hari bole sabhe anandita mane. They were extremely ecstatic to see that these two highly qualified devotees, ministers, they are not taking shelter of Mahaprabhu and they have got all mercy. And that purport Prabhupada writes, this is a Vaishnava. Vaishnava means when others get mercy, he becomes very, very happy and joyful. I think in Jagannath Puri Yatra, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj made this statement that we will make leaps and leaps of spiritual advancement simply by being happy at others' good fortune. Oh, he's got such a good fortune. And then he said, it's such a simple process, Krishna consciousness. And who are the devotees who all were happy and joyful there? Nityanand Prabhu was there, Haridas Thakur, Shivas Thakur, Gadadhar Pandit, Mukundada, Jagadanand Pandit, Vakreshwar Pandit, Murari Gupta, all of them. And then what did Rupa and Sanatana do? They didn't simply take shelter of Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna. They took the dust from the lotus feet of all the devotees. Sabara charane dhori pade dui bhai. Sab bole danya tumi paile gosai. Sabara charan dhari. They fell at the feet of all the Vaishnavas and took dust from their feet on their own heads. And everybody said, danya tumi paile gosai. And both of you are most glorious, because you have got Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And here again Prabhupada writes that they didn't just get mercy of Lord, they approached devotees. But today, and Prabhupada writes there, but today we have people, ministers and everyone, they don't take shelter like this. They are Kali Chela, Prabhupada says. They will only bow down to agents of Kali, who will help them in their sense gratification. So we are living in a world, apparently it is democracy. Democracy logically means where a person, leader is most accessible to his people. That is the meaning of democracy. And the world's largest democracy, we might have very ironical situation. The leaders are most inaccessible. The common man is crying, his heart is bleeding in agony, pain, fear, insecurity, and he wants to meet the leaders, but the leaders are on a high pedestal. They are having so many security guards. Indian government spends rupees 3 crore to 4 crores every day only on its security system for the ministers and politicians. And just when devotees made a beautiful diamond dress for Udupi Krishna, which cost 2 crores, 1.5 crores, the ministers were shouting, how you can waste money? So it's very ironical that devotional service and Krishna consciousness is discouraged in modern times. So one devotee was saying, democracy by definition means it is of the people, by the people and for the people. But nowadays is democracy is of the people, OFF. It's of the people. And it is not for the people, it is for the people, F-A-R. And it is not by the people, it is B-U-Y, by the people. It is completely, completely degraded. And we have film stars, cricket players, sportsmen, they all stand for elections and they become ministers. It's ridiculous. Shyamananda Prabhu was once saying, it is like you're going in a plane and all the passengers say, we don't like the pilot. We have one nice passenger here. He's very handsome, very good looking. We want him to be the pilot. And the force, they say, we have elected him as the pilot, appointed. What will happen if that happens? The plane will crash. Similarly, leader means he takes his dependents back to the spiritual world. He has to help them get liberated. And if you have rogues and thieves as leaders, they will themselves go to hell and they will drag their followers also to hell. Therefore, we have to follow the footsteps of Rup Sanatan, Rup Raghunath, Pade, Hoibe Akuti. We have to develop attachment to devotees and follow their footsteps. And that way, we can make advancement in devotional service. Of course, hearing all this, the last part is people start wondering that what do we do? What do we do now? We don't have leaders like Parikshit Maharaj and mantris like Vidura. What is the solution? So Prabhupada concludes the purport by giving a very simple solution. He says, most practical is, when a Vaishnava sees mismanagement, he feels so much compassion that he tries his best to purify the situation by doing what? Simply spreading the Hare Krishna movement. But devotee knows that there is no point trying to make this tool place more fragrant or better. Best is get out of this world. So he tries his best to preach Krishna consciousness for that devotees and everyone can understand that this world is temporary and all the problems that we try to solve, the solutions lead to bigger problems than the original problem. So let us practice Krishna consciousness and get out. Therefore, Prabhupada, he would force devotees to grow up in Krishna consciousness. When he was in 1966 in New York, the hippies could not take Prabhupada's example of Kurukshetra war. Prabhupada would say, Dharma Yuddha, Krishna told him to fight, so fighting is good if Krishna tells you. Because all these hippies had joined because they were against war in principle. Because they were against the Vietnam War. For that example, they just couldn't digest. But Prabhupada was forcing them. Prabhupada was saying, Vietnam War is temporary. Nobody will know this after 20 years. Rise above this. Practice Krishna consciousness. That is how Prabhupada also got instruction from his spiritual master. When he said, no, independence movement, the whole world would have agreed with Abhay Charan at that time in 1922 when he said that, who will listen to your Lord Chaitanya's message when our country is still a dependent nation? Everybody would have agreed with Abhay. But Bhaktisiddhanta said, no, Krishna consciousness is an emergency. So that is the way it is. In 1945, Second World War, government is creating so much scarcity and Prabhupada is fighting for paper. He wants news, paper so that he can publish his Back to Godhead magazine. Because he says, he was fully convinced that all these temporary solutions will not work. And independence also, nowadays, we don't feel ecstatic that we are an independent nation. We feel happy on Independence Day because we get holiday that day. Otherwise, we never feel that all our problems are solved because we are an independent nation. We are still... There are some other problems. So problems will keep happening. We cannot wait to solve some problems and then practice Krishna consciousness. Therefore, so this is the essence of Krishna consciousness, that we can't solve temporary problems. But just to briefly conclude, today morning we discussed about how Srila Prabhupada had great compassion and that's why he criticized leaders. And then we discuss the qualification and examples of ministers. We discuss Swayambhuva Manu's example, where Brahmaji instructs that a leader means he should try to satisfy Krishna. And then we also discussed examples of Vidura, who was a shining example because he displayed qualities of detachment, attraction to Krishna, compassion for living entities, and also humility. And also Parikshit Maharaj revealed these qualities. And then we discussed the prayers of Sanatana and Rupa Goswami when they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they revealed this humility. And through these prayers, we can see that a leader always considers others to be better than him. And he also aspires for the Lord's mercy. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also instructed all the other devotees to shower their mercy on Rupa and Sanatan. And thus we can see that a devotee also aspires for the mercy of other Vaishnavas. And finally, we concluded by seeing Prabhupada's purport, emphatic statement that we should not bother about temporary solutions, but rather we should try to get a permanent solution by going back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Anybody has any comments or questions? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande.